The Culture Coaching Lab. Go to www.culturecoachinglab.com. Go there today. Self-paced online masterclass courses that are designed for you to build your skill of multicultural leadership. It's live. Let's go.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com.
I am so glad that I get to spend time with you today. Thank you for listening. Wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're on your way home from work, if you are walking your dog, if you are having your first cup of coffee, whatever it is, I am delighted that you spend some time with me each week here on the Culture Coach podcast. I'm delighted. I feel great today. I'm very excited again that I get to share another insight with you. Excited about 2024, excited about everything that is to come. And I'm excited particularly because I'm hoping that if you have been listening to this podcast for any length of time, and it's meaningful for you, or it's enriching your life, it's helping your work, whatever it is, it's very possible that it's time for you to take the next step to come and work with me. Not work for me, work with me. This could be your year. This could be your year that you take all of the insights that you've been learning over the last several years as you've been listening to this podcast and decide to make the commitment to work with me. Work with me for a certain number of months. Work with me for a certain number of sessions. It's time. If you're just kind of, you know, sitting on the sidelines wondering if you can have any impact in this work, I want to let you know that you can. And we need leaders like you who are learning and growing in the area of multicultural leadership. You can work with me in 2024. I have a couple of spots open in different spaces to work with or to take on new clients this year, which I'm excited about, including I have one spot available for a multicultural leadership apprentice. That's right. I'm very excited about this. It's the first time that I've ever done this. So if you would like to make the investment in yourself, in your leadership, in your continued relevancy as a leader of people, shoot me a note. Go to NikkiLerner.com/contact. And if you email me there on my website, that email goes directly to me. Let's work together in 2024, whether that's you as an individual in an apprenticeship, or if you want me to work with your team, we can schedule that. This is a great time to do that. Or if you would like to work with me, long-term contract work, working with your organization, I work with your senior team, your CEO, your president, and are available to some of your staff for multicultural leadership coaching. So if this is the year, which I think every year is the year, but 2024 could be your year that you see your ability to grow in the area of multicultural leadership grow exponentially. So give me a call or shoot me an email at NikkiLerner.com/contact. Today, I want to share with you a story, and probably over the next several weeks, I'm going to be sharing several stories from my life that make me think about some of these insights that I want to share with you about multicultural leadership. So here's my first story for this week. Last year sometime, I had had taken some time off. I think I probably had taken, I don't know, maybe a week or two off and wasn't really engaging a whole lot online, on social media, or with my clients. And I do this from time to time just because it's good for my heart and good for my soul in this work that I get to do. So, you know, I'm doing like one does when they're just kind of hanging out, and I'm in the line at Starbucks. I think it's like a Thursday. Is that Thursday? Might have been a Thursday. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So I'm sitting in the Starbucks line. I get my order. I'm pulling out of the Starbucks line, and I notice that I've missed a call from a colleague of mine who I just adore greatly. And we have done some work in the past together. And I see that I've missed a call from him. And so I kind of pull over, I pull into a parking space, and I pick up the phone, and I say, "Hey, you know, I see that I've missed a call from you." And he says to me, basically, "I have an opportunity for you to be on a television show. And we want to know if you can kind of zoom in and be on this broadcast." And I said, "Okay, well, where is it?" And he told me where it was. And I said, "I'll tell you what, I'll do you one better. It looks like I'm free this weekend." And I just happened to be free again because I was taking some time off. I said, "It looks like I'm free. I can be there. I can fly in. I can be there, and we can record this broadcast in person together." He's like, "That's awesome. Let's do it. Let's make it happen." Awesome. So I think it was the next evening. My husband and I are on a plane to go to shoot this segment on this broadcast. So we get there the night before, we have some dinner with friends, and then the next day, I arrive at the location where we are shooting this TV show. And so my friend says to me, "Hey, you know, here's the schedule, here's the call sheet. The first thing that you need to do is arrive at the location, and then we need to get you kind of into hair and makeup." Okay. Now, if you have met me, or you know anything about me, or if you're a close friend of mine and you're listening to this, you know that I'm kind of a natural girl. my hair is natural. My face is natural. I'm trying to remember the last time I've had my makeup done. It's probably been a really long time. Probably my last photo shoot for my last album, which was a couple of years ago. You know, it's not a value of mine, hasn't been a value of mine, to kind of get made up every day. I know that some people are into that. It's just not me. I'm not quite into that. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, what I really wanted to say was, "Okay, but, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll show up an hour and a half later because we really don't need hair and makeup," right? Because I'm just going to show up the way I show up. So anyway, I'm like, "No, you know, this is somebody else's TV show. Maybe I'll just go, whatever." But I'm starting to feel like really nervous about this. I'm starting to feel like, you know, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to look? Do I have any boundaries, you know, any makeup boundaries or hair boundaries or whatever? So I'm thinking about all these things when what I really should be thinking about is, what is my message, right? What is my message? What is it that I want people to know about culturally diverse spaces? And so I get to the location and I meet this beautiful, brilliant woman who is the makeup artist. And she says, "Okay, sit down here right in the chair." And again, right away, I'm thinking like, "Oh boy, what is this going to be?" And so she pulls out kind of this tray full of things that kind of look like spiders. And she says, "Okay, pick your lash length." And I sat there for a minute and I took a deep breath and I was like, "You know what? I'm going to go without extra lashes today. It's not something I usually wear, and you know, I'm just gonna go with that." She's like, "Oh, okay, that's fine." And I said, "You know, just so you know, I usually don't wear a whole lot of makeup. It's either none to just a little bit of lip gloss or something, but it's very rare, so you don't have to do a whole lot. I'd actually prefer if you didn't do a whole lot, and we can go from there. And I said, you don't have to do anything with my hair. She's like, okay, no problem. She says, what I'll do is, you know, I'll put on a little bit of foundation and a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So every part of what she described sound like a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And of course, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm sitting in this chair, this lovely woman who is extremely talented does this every single day, right? She makes up people and does people's makeup. She works with all kinds of celebrities and famous people, and she does this every single day. She knows what she's doing. So I sit in the chair, and I don't particularly know how much time is going by, but it feels like it's at least 45 minutes. And I'm thinking to myself, if you just said little by little, little by little, little by little, why am I still sitting here 45 minutes later? So she's doing some stuff, and I can feel, like, I can feel the heaviness of makeup on my face. Like, I can feel, you know, powders and creams and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, oh God, like, what is this going to look like? So anyway, you know how they do, right? So she's working on my face, and she's like, okay, you know, we're done. I think you're ready to go. And she pulls out a mirror, and she puts the mirror in front of me. And I kid you not, my first thought was, who is that person? I mean, seriously, I was like, who is that person in the mirror? I looked at myself in the mirror, and I didn't recognize myself. And what I don't know, y'all, is if I don't know if that was her version of a little bit of makeup. But for someone who does not wear any makeup, it was a lot. And so at that point, you know, the person that was running the show said, okay, you know, as soon as you're done, we're going to start recording in about 10 minutes. So it wasn't even like I could, you know, say, can you do something different, or can you change this, or whatever it was. I felt stuck. And it wasn't that it didn't look good. From all accounts, everybody was saying, wow, you look really great. And my husband was like, it looks really nice. Of course he knew that kind of wasn't me, but, you know, everybody says it looked nice. So it wasn't the point about whether it looked good or not. You know, again, this woman was a professional, so I'm sure it was fine. So I got out and I started the broadcast, and it went really well. I feel so lucky and blessed to have had that, that moment, and to have had that opportunity to do that recording. So let me just say that it's not about that. However, the whole time that I was kind of taping this segment, I was not feeling myself. I was feeling stiff. I felt like I kind of had to put on like a certain air, a certain vibe that just didn't feel like myself. I felt like someone else. And even, this is really, really interesting, even as I was talking and sharing, you know, my insight and things like that, it still didn't feel quite true to me, because all I was thinking about was, you know, is my mascara running? Do my lips look okay? You know, am I sweating? Is the makeup running? That kind of stuff, right? And I remember watching back on the broadcast, and while I think it went really well, it just didn't look like me. And I didn't feel like myself. And so why am I sharing this story with you? Well, first of all, I want you all to know me better this year. but second of all, it's just actually a really simple insight that I want you to get. And that is that, you know, sometimes, in your leadership, in your work, particularly if you're a growing multicultural leader, or you're trying to do something different in your organization around culture, it will be really easy for someone to come along and as soon as you kind of, quote, arrive on the scene, tell you exactly how you need to look, exactly what needs to happen. We'll kind of give you the format for how to do these things, how you should be as a leader, the things you can say, the things you can't say, you know, the ways that you can be and the other ways that you shouldn't be because you're going to get canceled or whatever it is, whatever your particular fear is. Some of you are afraid of getting canceled. Some of you are afraid of being called a sellout. It doesn't matter. We both fear some of the same things, just on the opposite ends of the spectrum. And what I would tell you is that work as hard as you can to be yourself. Work as hard as you can when you are figuring out what it is that you want to do with regards to culture work. Try to remember who you are and have the things that you decide to focus on be connected to the identity of who you are as a business or an organization. Don't allow somebody else to kind of come in and tell you who you should be, because you're gonna look back, or you're gonna struggle, or you're gonna be trying to do this work and wonder, like, what's wrong? What's going on? And it's because someone has put you in a box, or someone has decided that you should be something that you're not, or that your organization should look a certain way that maybe it shouldn't. And so I know oftentimes it can feel slow on the front end to try to figure out, what do you want to do? What do you want to focus on? And who do you want to be? But it is one of the most important things that you can do. Now, as your coach, what I will tell you is, you can also overthink this process. Don't overthink it. There are many of you that, you know, if you were honest with me and we were sitting across the table having coffee, you would tell me that you started your journey in 2020 and it's 2024, and you and your senior leadership team are still trying to figure out what the plan is with regards to cultural diversity in your business or organization. If you started in 2020 and you're still trying to figure it out in 2024, lovingly, let me tell you, you are overthinking it. You may have heard me say this several times: pick one thing and do it deeply, and have that one thing be connected to the identity of who you are or who you long to become. That's what I would tell you today. So at the beginning of this new year, make sure that the things that you are choosing for your strategic plan, the things, ways of being that you want to see happen this year through your cultural diversity work, make sure that it is connected to who you are as an organization, who you are as a business, and you will see the results that you want. So again, let me encourage you, 2024 could be the year that you and I work together. We could see each other. There are a lot of different ways to work with me, but this could be the year that you make one of the best investments in working with a coach, culture coach like me, to help you reach your multicultural leadership goals and to help you see some movement in your organization. So hit me up at nikkilerner.com/contact. And also remember to check out the culturecoachinglab.com. I want to let you know that February the 1st, which is a Thursday, from 12 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am doing a live online masterclass that I would love to have you be a part of. It is that Thursday, February the 1st. It's called What Every Organization Needs to Begin Its Culture Work. It's $25 to jump on the call, and you can get a taste and an on-ramp of how I teach this work, what I do, and we can even get a chance to engage with one another. You can bring your questions, ask your questions, and we can learn in community together. So Thursday, February 1st, 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., you can go to the Culture Coaching Lab and find it. And I will also put the link in the show notes today. So I hope to see you soon. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at nikkilerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week. This episode of the Culture Coach podcast is sponsored by Timekeeper Financial Solutions. Timekeeper helps creatives and small business owners keep their financial books in order so that you can do what you're great at. TimekeeperFinancial.com, keeping count of what counts.